Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Yum Auto Group studios. And joining us now is Katie Lalleman with the Henry County Farm Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about what you've got going on these days.
You've got
Bushels for Hunger.
That's right. It is definitely a busy fall at Farm Bureau, a busy fall for agriculture. That is for sure, when this weather cooperates, of course. So, but we are really excited. This fall is our 12th annual Bushels for Hunger grain drive. And what that grain drive is farmers, when they're taking their crop to the elevator, all they have to do is tell the grain merchandisers or the folks at the elevator if they would like to give a certain amount of bushels, a certain amount of money, and that goes then to the Riverbend Food Bank. And the Riverbend Food Bank is our regional food bank, and they support all of the food pantries. So Bushels for Hunger this year is sponsored by the Henry, Mercer, and Rock Island County Farm Bureaus. So those contributions are coming back and helping our local food pantries. So it's a great program that we have started. Was started by just a group of farmers, a couple of guys here actually in Henry County who said, you know, hey, could we do this? Could we give back to our food pantries? Could we help out by way of a simple donation of grain? So we have now, since 2010, have given over $255,000 to the Riverbend Food Bank. So it is so great to see, and that also equals out to, I believe it's 1.25 million meals that the farmers from our counties have been able to contribute. So there again, anyone that wants to make a contribution, the program started October 1st. We run through January 31st. So you've got plenty of time to give those contributions. And any participating elevators, and we've got signage going out to all the elevators. So if you're still making grain deliveries or will be in the next few months, watch for those Bushels for Hunger signs to know what locations are participating, and all you've got to do is tell them you would like to donate to Bushels for Hunger.
That's great. And of course, like you said, runs through January.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. We run it all through fall and then into January. A lot of times, even after harvest, when everybody's storing grain, you know, they're still maybe, you know, filling contracts or something that they have. So they're still hauling grain. So it gives you plenty of time to decide when is best to make that contribution. And then we collect all of the contributions from all the farmers and all the grain elevators. And then so probably in that very first part of February, when I'm on with you in February, a few months away yet, but we will make the announcement of what our grand total was for the year for Bushels for Hunger. We always have a press conference where we announce what that total is and the meals that we've been able to give. But as we know, in the past 18 months or so, you know, there's been a lot of need for our food pantries, and they have seen a lot of need. And this is just a great way for us to give back. We have been meeting with the folks at the Riverbend Food Bank, and just they've been telling us really you know, how busy they have been especially they're always very busy, but of course in the last year and a half or so of that we've been through the pandemic and the times that we've experienced, and there's just such a need, and this is just a way that we feel that Farm Bureau and agriculture, just a way that we can give back and continue to help out in our communities.
Now you have another Market Outlook seminar coming up.
We do. That's right. It will be the second of the Market Outlook seminar series, and will be Thursday, November 18th. And we'll be having Joe Camp. Joe is with Comstock Investments. Some people might recognize that name. He was formerly with AgriVisor, but he has changed positions and is now with Comstock Investments. So really looking forward to having Joe. In the past, I know here in Henry County, we'd had him do some programs like with our young leaders and our young farmers group. And Joe just gives a great presentation. And so we're looking forward to having him. Again, that is Thursday, November 18th. And I know a lot of those attending, there's a lot of harvest going on yet, of course. If you think about it, mark the calendar, save the date. We'll continue to promote, of course, and hope we see a great crowd for that to hear from Joe. You know, by then, you know, probably a lot more crop will be out. And of course, once we finish with one crop year, you know, these farmers are starting to think about even next spring as they're out and with the combines and going through the field. You know, a lot of thoughts are going through their mind about how, you know, yields and performance and, you know, seed choices and things for this year, already looking ahead for next year and what maybe some plans might be there. So it'll be good to hear from Joe here in November.
it's always important to have the most up-to-date information you can on the market.
Oh, absolutely. That's right. We know with any markets, anything in the financial side of things and markets, things are always changing. And every day, of course, is different. You know, you walk into some grain merchandiser's office and folks that do financial and they've got so many screens and so many things going on, and things are ever changing. So it is very important to stay on top of that, especially for farmers and especially in agriculture. There's just so much to plan for, so much risk taking, and you want to be able to have the best information you can to make the best choices.
All right, and you've been talking about farm safety recently as well.
That's right, exactly. We are always talking about farm safety, but we've got some really great programs that we have been doing and some things coming up. Of course, like I said, we're, especially now during this time of year, promote farm safety all the time, but especially now there's a lot of equipment on the road. I know myself coming here, you know, I was following a grain truck and you know, remembering to keep that distance and could he see me from where I was behind him. So we recently finished up with a program that our young leader started a few years ago, and that is an FFA safety display contest. So back in September during National Farm Safety Week, we invited all the FFA chapters in the county to put up displays. And the winning chapter was the Cambridge FFA chapter. So we presented their chapter with an award for that. And we'll be going to their chapter meeting coming up also and talking to them. But they had a great display and focused on mental health, which is another area, of course, of health and safety that we focus on a lot as well. So they had a great display that was set up in Cambridge at the grain elevator there, and just thank them for doing that and for getting the message out about farm safety and especially about mental health. Also coming up, we have a great group of volunteers and some of our committees that work together, and we're going to talk to driver's ed classes. And this is another program that we've started a few years ago, but we've got four high schools in the county that have asked us to come. So we're going to be going in, we're going to be doing a presentation for the students, and then we're taking them out and we'll have equipment there. And usually we have a combine or a semi or tractor and grain cart, and then we put a vehicle behind that, and we have the students not only get in the vehicle behind but also get in the piece of farm equipment and, you know, say, okay, what can you see? You know, can you see that car back there? Is that the correct following distance? We talk about slow moving vehicle emblems. We talk about, you know, watching for the flashing lights, and really just, you know, being safe out there on the road. These young people who are looking to get their driver's license, and I kind of remember back at that age, you know, you were so excited because, you know, it was that independence and getting that driver's license. But especially, you know, on any roads, but especially in the rural area, you know, there's a lot of equipment out there moving, and you just, you know, you've really got to watch for when something is turning and what way are they turning and is it safe to pass? And this goes not only for young drivers, but for everyone out here on the road. You've got to remember just to take that extra time. So I know I can get guilty of that as well. I'll be the first to admit where I'm rushing and going here and there. But boy, you know, when you get behind that piece of farm equipment or thinking you can pass them, or you've just got to take that time because we just want everyone safe. We want everyone to get where they're headed to. We want our farmers to have a successful planting and harvest and everything in between. So we just can't stress enough to just remember, just take that extra time.
All right. Well, Katie Lolliman, anything else you want to pass along?
Well, some other programs that we have coming up, we've got our Farm Bureau women are looking at doing some great programs coming ahead and promoting that. It's for any ladies involved in agriculture or have an interest in becoming further involved in Farm Bureau. But we're really looking at growing that and bringing some new people into that and seeing what we can do. But their emphasis is really looking at, like I said, health and safety programs, and also looking at ways that we can support women in agriculture. So that is a group that I'll probably be talking more about in the months ahead.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Katie Lolliman with the Henry County Farm Bureau, our guest today on Wake Up Tri-Counties.